Madame Francis, Executive Director of ITC, Mr. Lamy, Director General of WTO, Mr. Long Yuntu, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, it is my great pleasure and honor to make this opening remarks before this great gathering. First of all, I would avail myself of this opportunity to extend my warmest welcome to Mr. Long Yuntu, who is my former boss and excellent team leader of the negotiation on China's accession to WTO. And many of you personally know him quite well. Moreover, I would like to express my sincere gratitude to ITC and WTO for organizing this exciting event. The coming December will mark the 10th anniversary of China's accession to the WTO. It is a momentous event in China's opening to the outside world. Practices in the past decade have proved that China's accession has not only promoted its economic development, but also made China economic ties with its trading partners ever closer. People present here have witnessed this win-win process. In recent years, China has enhanced its efforts to enlarge its imports, which proved to be a significant driving force for global economic growth. Over the past decade, China has grown from the sixth to the second largest trading country in the world, and its imports have increased by 4.7 times, which not only greatly diversified China's domestic consumption, but also created enormous job opportunities for other countries. In the coming 5 years, China's imports are expected to more than double to exceed $8 trillion, which will show our major contribution to the global economy. In particular, China's imports from the LDCs increased by 24% annually between 2000 and 2009. Since 2008, China has become the largest export destination of LDCs, absorbing roughly 23% of their total exports. A few days ago, President Hu Jintao announced in the G20 summit in Cairns that China will give zero tariff treatment up to 97% of tariff lines of LDC's exports to China. We hope this move will demonstrate our firm determination to honor our Hong Kong commitment and help achieve the development goals of the Doha round. Ladies and gentlemen, promotion of both inbound and outbound investment composes an important part of China's opening up strategy. The past 10 years also witnessed a great leap forward of China's overseas investment. In 2003, China's outward direct investment was $2.8 billion, and last year it hit $68.8 billion, majority of which going to developing countries. While global FDI slumped after the economic and financial crisis, China has been taking the leading role in the FDI recovery worldwide and now ranks as the fifth largest investing nation. The above being said, I always believe that these achievements and contributions would not have been possible without the support of the multilateral trading system. It has offered an institutional guarantee to the shared development both for China and the rest of the world. In the financial crisis, we have witnessed the indispensable role that WTO plays in curbing the protectionism. We believe that it will play an even more important role in safeguarding the smooth recovery of the world economy. China remains committed to finalizing the Doha Round single undertaking in line with development mandate. Mr. Long was the chief negotiator during China's accession, and he is also the witness of China's fast growth afterward. What changes the accession has brought to China, how China has responded to the world economic crisis, and what role China will continue to play in the global economy. I believe Mr. Long will give us a lot of insights of the picture. I thank you.